No.
I'm recording now.
Okay. Your clap.
Tres, dos, uno.
Okay, can you do that in non-Spanish? I don't speak that.
Okay, that's fine. San, ni, ichi.
I didn't even clap that time because you obviously weren't doing the thing that I wanted you to do.
Well, you asked me not to do it in Spanish, so I didn't.
Can you do it in a language I understand?
What languages do you understand?
English.
Oh, okay. 3, 2, 1.
Good.
Okay.
Excellent. All the aliens in our movies speak English, okay? So you need to speak English too. You ever notice that?
Oh. Just turn in the glap.
That was actually pretty good. That's pretty close. Ah!
Got that raw bad boy edge.
Sorry. Yes, dear. What's up? I do not know where your laptop is. It's in your bag, I thought.
Can we restart the recording?
We don't have to start the... Don't restart the recording.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep going. Just keep this all in. We'll do it live, like Bill O'Reilly.
Well, we haven't done the intro yet, so most of this is getting cut out anyway.
No, it's good. It's fine.
We're cutting most of this out.
No, keep these parts for like funny bits.
But the intro. We'll put this at the end.
I don't want to put this at the end.
Why not?
If you put this at the end, I will kill myself and die. In that order.
I gotta look for a new co-host.
No!
What's up, soap suds? Welcome back to the 20th episode of the Bibble Babble. I am your co-host, Shell Bubbles.
And I am a nuisance to the public eye. My name is Mr. Manimator, but you can call me Manny. And Twitter, am I right, fellas?
Before we get into all that, let's give a round of applause to us, because it's our 20th episode, our second milestone. Everyone, yeah. Give a round of applause.
We made the same mistake 20 times.
Woo!
We scheduled this, actually. Like, we actually scheduled to record.
We actually rescheduled it recently. Yeah. We rescheduled our fuck-ups.
Yeah.
Recently.
We take time out of our days to do this, and you guys are watching or / listening to this. Who is making the bigger mistake here? Us recording it or them listening to it? That's the real brain teaser.
I think it's them, really.
You know what's not a mistake, though? Supporting this podcast at anchor.fm/bibblebabble. You can get your name read at the end of each episode or the beginning. You know, if we're feeling spicy, we'll do it. You know, Let's do it right now.
Okay, thank you to our supporters, Codfish Godfish. You guys know Cody from the 9th episode. Yeah. Go check that out. Purple and Curly Cinnamon. Yeah. You'll know him from, I think, the 8th and... I'd have to check back. But
numbers
he's in two
are
episodes. Numbers are difficult for me. You all know this.
Yeah.
I used to think that 50 was not a low number.
If you want us to talk about a random stranger and that stranger be you, then you can support us at anchor.fm/bibblebabble for something as low as 99 cents a month. And we'll split it between the both of us and we'll get half a McChicken a month.
Isn't that incredible?
That is actually incredible. I think right now our supporter, like the amount of supporters we have, leaves it so that I can get like 2 McChickens once a month. Currently, which I'm fine with. That's more than this podcast deserves, but it's great. I'm turning words into chicken, dude. That's kind of awesome. Words into
chicken. I haven't eaten in days.
Okay, this isn't really about you, though, Bubs. I'm talking about me. And, it's... I feel like we were in a real good groove, and you just decided to, like, interrupt...
Yeah, I thought it would be something you'd laugh at.
No. This is about me. It's only about me. I don't understand. I've been meaning to tell you about this, that you keep leaving your audio track on, like, on the podcast uploads. I haven't said anything because, you know, I'm a nice guy like that, but, like, you keep leaving your your track on, so I keep hearing your voice in with my voice, and
Well, people are not going to understand the context if they don't hear my voice.
Okay, I'm pretty sure you think our audience is stupid? They can't figure out context, basic context clues? Like, really?
No, but, like, they're missing whole chunks of the conversation, you know? People like listening to me, I thought, you know?
I mean, they listening to both of us, but I think we all know who they're really listening to, you know? Like, they're listening to me and also the pauses between my breaths.
So, I don't really leave room for those, man.
I can't keep doing it. It's so rude. Ah! It's so mean.
You can talk the whole podcast.
The absurdity of, like, you keep leaving your track on the podcast. And I don't know why you haven't fixed that yet.
I wanted to be nice, leave you in for a couple episodes. But really, you know what's going on, okay?
You already know.
You started this podcast and I'm finishing it, okay?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I really, it's like, what is it, like anime arcs where I have to wait until the 20th episode to like let all the filler happen and then I can have a plot point happen. This is the plot point. I'm kicking you off of the podcast you know, created.
The more episodes that we record, the more I'm getting the inkling that these bits are real. Because last time you were just like, well, God, I can't do anything right with you, Bubs. I can never do anything right, can I? And then this one was like, can you shut the fuck up? No one wants to hear you talk.
Oh my gosh. No, I just do it because I think it's so absurd for, like, my like, overall kind of stupid idiot personality to just, like, get really serious and just clinical and just downright, like, mean.
Yeah.
I just think it's, like, it's, like, one of those jokes where it's, like a baby lamb or like the bah. It's like the rabbit, the rabbit that kills all those people in Monty Python. Like, it's that to me.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I think of it. It's like something that just is so just
absurd.
Yeah, exactly. Because meanwhile, I feel bad when I'm in the fast lane of traffic, even though I'm going like 10 miles over the speed limit because people are like right on my butt.
That's me, though. Like, when I'm turning to go into my neighborhood, like, I almost don't stop because they're, like, on my ass and I'm scared that they're going to hit me because it's Texas.
I hate it.
People don't give a shit about you.
I hate it. Speaking of not caring about us, Twitter. Oh, yeah, we didn't plug any of our stuff, did we?
Yeah, we didn't. That's usually something we do at the beginning of all of our episodes, if you're new here.
Yeah, if you're not new here, well, you should know it already.
We love you.
You should know it. That's gross. You don't know where they've been. Why would you do that?
Because...
There's slobber all over them now. They're covered in it.
Do you remember the... Do you remember the scene from the Simon Salty episode from Smiling Friends where he kisses the century egg? There's a bunch of spit.
Oh, yeah.
He's like... Oh. That's me.
That show is so freaking... I like it a lot. I really do. But just some of the things that happen in that show... One of my favorite images from that show is when Charlie is looking straight on at them.
Yeah. None of you are leaving until we solve this.
It's like, they knew that it looked terrible, and they left it in because it looked terrible.
Anyway, you can find Manny on Twitch at twitch.tv/MrManimator. Yeah. You can also find him on TikTok at MrManimator and YouTube
also,
MrManimator.
If you dig into your walls, you will find me there as well. I'm in your walls. I'm eating away at your electricity. I'm siphoning it off for my own uses. You think I pay electricity, you fool? You pay my electricity.
You could also find this podcast at anchor.fm/Manny Rambles.
See, I feel like this podcast originally was like, it was supposed to be you. I was the straight man, and you were like the absolute, like,
the goofy, wacky goofy one. Goblin. And now...
And
it's turning around. Complete 180. Totally different.
There is no straight man, and there are both goblins. We let God help us all.
Bunch of goblins. You plug my stuff now.
You can find Bubs under your floorboards. Yeah. You can also find her on Twitter at, I think it's ShellBubblesVA.
No, you can find me Bubble on Twitter Shell. At...
Bubble Shell.
There we go.
Bubble Shell or anywhere else. Try to find her on Gab or Parler.
I don't even know what that is.
Gab is a Twitter alternative that's, like, just kind of existing. Or Parler, which is, like, the super right-wing one. You can find her on there. It's not really her.
No, I'm not.
It's a bot. It's a bot account. No, wait. You know what? Actually, no, it's her. Don't let her. Don't be shy.
No, it's not.
You're really proud of your Parler account, not. I thought. You're not proud of your Parler account?
I don't even have a Parler account. I don't even know what Parler is until you said it out loud.
Oh, she's being shy, guys. Okay, go follow her. I'm almost tempted to make you an account just to have an account that says, like, I totally love Parler, and that's all it has on it. Just
find Mr. Manimator on Parler.
I don't even think you can get it on the App Store anymore. I'm not sure.
Is that even still real?
The App Store? Yeah.
No,
it wasn't a mirage.
No, I mean Parler.
I'm pretty sure. I think it's just like you have to download an APK or something. Mm. Or maybe they, I don't know. I don't really know. I don't follow that. The idea of going to a specific social media site for people's political, like, that does not sound interesting to me.
Just go on Twitter.
Well, I don't have a Twitter.
You'll find it without looking for it.
Exactly. You'll have it unsolicited. But it's just like, you know, I don't like all these political hot takes. All the time. In fact, I'm going to go to a place that only has those. Just those. It doesn't make sense. The idea...
Man, I love doom scrolling in the morning.
Yeah, I love waking up to the idea that everything's on fire and we're all going to die someday. That's really what gets me out of bed and ready to go to work.
My friend Ash does that. Like, he says that I wake up in the morning and I doom scroll on Twitter for 40 minutes before I go to work. I'm like, why do you do that to yourself? Wow,
that's literally waking up and deciding nothing matters and then being like, well, I gotta go pay rent. That's literally what that is. That's not... There's no, like, hyperbole in what I just said. That is what he's doing. He's waking up, he's deciding there's no reason to still be alive, and then just living out of spite. I think of himself. I don't think he's spiting anyone but himself at that point. Like, he doesn't feel like he deserves to be happy, so he wakes up unhappy. It's like, what a beautiful morning! Oh, I better find out if a furry, you know, committed genocide today. Oh. Oh, I did. Oh.
But
time to go to work.
He gets...
That's not...
He says he gets upset, but then he's like, you know what? I just remember we're all just a bunch of, like, monkeys running around on this earth being stupid. And I'm like, I guess that's fair.
Yeah, but, like...
Are you a monkey?
I wish I was a monkey.
I want to go back to monkey.
Dude, I could grab so many things with my prehensile tail. I could grab soda. I could grab Dr. Pepper.
Mm.
I could grab Mountain Dew. But not Pepsi! I don't like Pepsi. Actually, I love Pepsi. I really like Pepsi.
You're not following... Sorry.
What?
You're not following the Texas stereotype where you call everything Coke.
I'm not an idiot. I don't care. That's one thing I will... Okay, so I've transitioned when I was younger. I called soda pop because I lived in Michigan, which is like, you know... It was, you know, the style at the time. I came down here and I decided that soda made more sense and it sounded better. But I'm not going to call something it's not. I'm just not going to do that. Hey, boy, can you get me a Coke? Oh, yeah, sure. What kind? I will actually strangle you on sight.
If you ask... Can I get a Coke? No, wrong one. No, not that one either.
I dealt with this as a server. I was a server for years, and I And it was like, in the moment, it was always like, dialects are fun. But inside, I like had the burning passion of a thousand, like all of my ancestors were agreeing with me. Like, you know that scene in Avatar where he looks at his past lives? Like, I was looking at that, but it was my ancestors. And all of them were in agreement saying, that is stupid. All of them. And, God, I just, that doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense. I'm going to piss them off by saying, like, oh, you got a car there, as they step out of their F-150. It's not a car, man. It's a Ford F-150 with turbo boosters. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I call those cars from where I'm from. Those are just all cars to me.
They're all cars.
Yeah. Guy steps out of a Tesla. Look at that car. And he's going to be like, actually, it's a new sustainable. It's like, nah, I don't care. I call them all cars from where I'm from. Don't you hate me
when
now?
When you were a kid, you stepped out of the bus like, man, that's one big car.
Yo, that car got a lot. I think that car got sofas. What the hell?
That car's got sofas.
That car's got sofas and a stop sign. That.
You look at an RV and you're like, there's a home in that car.
Can I attach road signs to my car and have them be legal? If I put the speed limit on my car, does that mean it applies for just me? That'd be great.
Or does it apply to the people behind me that can read it?
I put it on the back of my car. It's at 80 miles an hour. I'm driving through residential and someone blasts through me. That's assisted suicide, I think.
I was more thinking, like, when the bus stops, like, the stop signs flail out, kind of like wings.
No, but I imagine literally just bolting into my car and having someone blast into me and get mad at me because they're like, you want to go to speed limit. But I can't see it, so I can't abide by that speed.
It's like a kick me sign, but for cars.
Oh my gosh. It's like...
If you see this sign, give me a fender bender, please.
Help me commit insurance fraud.
That's real.
Be an accessory to insurance fraud. Oh my God.
Some of them are out there that are like, please pay my college tuition.
Dude, I remember I was so desperate at the time. There was a guy in high school who pulled a knife on me for something really stupid. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, he just pulled a knife on me for like, a really dumb reason. I think it was like I moved something that wasn't even his, and he was like, yo, put it back, like trying to act tough because there was a bunch of girls around. And so I told him no, and he got really up close to me. And in hindsight, I was dealing with college woes at the time, and I was like, man, if he had stabbed me, he could have paid for all of my college loans, like, that I have.
Oh my God.
Like, I genuinely had that thought. I was like,
was
oh my gosh,
thought?
Please, I wish a dude would stab me in the throat for, so I can.
So I have the chance that he has to pay my fucking college tuition.
I mean, someone's paying. Someone's paying.
Or my rent.
True. That's exactly it. I'm like, man, I'm about to be one of those guys that like puts out a freaking, like I kick out a wet floor sign and like scooch it away so I can just do the best septuple backflip onto my neck in a Walmart. like I'll land
that's
on my...
something Jackass Forever like the Jackass movies would do.
I feel like that is, but like, or I remember seeing a meme a while back where like the R in Walmart was like hanging by a thread, like the sign, and a guy was standing underneath it being like, I'm about to get a case right now, dude. I'm just waiting. Hit that plastic sign's gonna hit his head and his whole body's gonna crumple as if it just had the, like, God fall on it. Like, yeah.
I wonder how that would work. Like, the Walmart cams would see you like standing under this sign for like 8 hours.
Yeah,
and
but
then you
he,
get hit
but
by
there's
it.
Plausible no matter what. If he has a cigarette, he could just be saying he's out for a smoke break and then he would see it.
An 8 hour smoke break?
Some people have problems. Some people aren't okay. I was working something the other day, and one of the ladies I was working with, she smoked like 4 cigarettes in front of me as I drank like 2 beers. Like, over the course of 2 beers, she drank four cigarettes. Yep, poured a cup
drank
of them.
Four
nice
of
pipe
them.
And hot. She lit all of them and then just ate them. Have you seen that clip of freaking Childish Gambino when he was on Community and someone's smoking in the bathroom? He walks in and he's just like, I'm an adult. I know how to smoke. Give me one. And he gets it and he puts it in his mouth. And the person, like, goes to light it, and he just slips it into his mouth and starts chewing on it. And the look on her face is like, that wasn't an option. That, no.
I guess you could say it's chewing tobacco now.
He's eating a filter. He's like, he's eating a filter, Bob's.
I know, but it's funny, chewing tobacco, you chew it.
Why doesn't the filter filter out all the toxins in a cigarette? I don't smoke, because if I ever did, my mom would come and kill me herself. But, like...
I've made a vow to myself not to smoke
at all. Yeah, it's not good for you.
Because everyone on my mom's side, and even my, like, grandma on my dad's side of my family smoked. And I'm like... This is just a huge, like, no.
See, here's the thing is that, so since I grew up around smoking, both my mom and my dad smoked, or still smoke, mm-hmm. I have, like, a childlike connection to the smell of cigarette smoke. So when I smell it, I'm like, ah, that's like when I was sitting in the back seat of my dad's truck, when I was a kid. And that's like the smell associated. So I love the smell of cigarette smoke. I really do. But I don't think I'd ever smoke.
I don't love it, but I like when I smell it, I do think of like my grandma's house.
Man, we have messed we're not okay. Whenever I get a whiff of crack, it reminds me of my great aunt. My great aunt Krakenstein.
It makes me think of my great uncle twice removed.
I always think of my cousin whenever I don't know. Insert joke here. Applause.
That could have went so many bad directions. And that's why I stopped.
You know why I stopped. We all know why I stopped, and we're not going to talk about
it. We all know. Have you lived in Alabama ever in your life, by chance?
No.
At all?
No. I haven't been in the banjo capital of the world, no.
Damn.
I feel like that's true. I made up that fact, but I feel like that's true. Maybe it's Louisiana. Hold on, let's see here.
I thought like Louisiana was like the jazz capital.
It can be both. Let's see. I wonder if like
or the good food capital. Sorry, what?
So I. Oh no! I looked up banjo capital of the world, and the second article is how corruption, bad governance, helped make Nigeria poverty capital. What?
What?
Okay, the largest collection of banjos is in Oklahoma. Although it makes it sound like a collection of banjos is like an eldritch being, because it says the largest collection of banjos in the world is hiding in this museum in Oklahoma. Like, it's a collective of banjos that decided that they would, like, seek shelter.
It's an Elden Ring boss.
They would seek shelter in Oklahoma.
They would
sheet it would, shelter. It would seek shelter in Oklahoma.
It would seek shelter.
You want to see something weird? You want to know, no. Or not really see something weird. You want to know something weird?
Yeah.
So, apparently, the new trend in pop culture is alternate universes, which I hate. It's absolutely stupid. I don't like it.
That's been a thing for me for a long time.
But, like, I'm talking about, like, well, I know you're more into internet fandoms than I am. But,
yeah.
But it's, like, it's hit the mainstream, so now, like, everyone's doing, like, oh, it's an alternate universe. And it's, like, I don't care.
What if Spider-Man's uncle never died? What?
What if Spider-Man's uncle was gay? It doesn't really change much, but it does change that he now has a second Uncle Ben. Two Uncle Bens. What are the odds? What if, bro?
Uncle Ben and Ben.
But it's Ben spelled B-E-H-N.
Ew. I have two uncles. I have two gay uncles.
You have two uncles who are gay or two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two uncles that are together. Like, not hold like actual
on.
Uncle, like,
hold on.
A guy. Hold a on. Guy married a guy, but now they're both my uncles, you know?
How does that...
Like, one's my uncle, right?
Okay.
And then
this,
you got
this
married.
Family tree sounds very confusing now.
Hold on! Let me explain it. My uncle Dan got married to a guy. I actually don't know which one's related to me, but let's pretend it's Dan. Got
I'm really afraid that you're going to find out that none of them are related to you. You just know some gay men.
And we the other guy's named Tony, and we call him Aunt Tony instead of Uncle Tony.
Huh. Well, my point was... So
he sells cool lamps at the fair sometimes.
That sounds like something a tweaker would do.
Shut up.
Like I think of lamps as like lava lamps.
Don't insult my Aunt Tony.
Like I think of lava lamps though. Like he's selling them at the carnival, but he's in the parking lot, so he's not on the grounds. That's what I'm imagining right now.
No, he has a booth and he's selling like those little like.
Is it in the parking lot?
No, it's like in front of the parking lot.
Wait, that's
like
worse.
It's like after the ticket.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
It's after the ticket
like,
admission.
He's not
place.
Even allowed on the premises. He's across the street. Yo, I saw a dude, like a homeless dude, begging for food on the highway today.
Oh,
yeah, that was an interesting.
Going like 70 miles per hour.
So the thing is
hey
is
man,
that...
do you have any food to spare?
So can you spare money? A guy whips some coins at him and kills him. but no, forget so on my commute home, because Texas roadways are a peak of efficiency and class, a bunch of on and exit ramps all converge, so it slows everything down to like a crawl at this one like junction, and there's a dude just on the side of the highway with like a sign, and I'm just sitting there, I'm like, how did you get there, dude? How? Because it's not Because it's like...
You can't just walk up there.
No, exactly. That's the thing. It was in, like, the heart of the highway. And, like, there was... he was in between two lanes that were merging into each other.
What the
I don't know. I don't know. I'm saying that. I'm like, that's gotta be illegal. Like, that. Like also, that's probably just not safe for him. Like, genuinely, that's just not safe. I had... an interesting interaction with a homeless dude one time. Actually, a couple of times, and that's why it's an interesting interaction. So there's this thing in Fort Worth called the Fort Worth Water Gardens, and it's pretty much just like a big, like a sculpture type deal. Like, it's a bunch of water, like, installations. So, like, there's a waterfall, there's this pond, it's, but it's all concrete. It's weird, but it's a good first date spot, and I took a couple of girls there.
You took a couple of girls on a date?
No. Like I on different occasions, I took different girls. I know like, you're trying to catch
Manny.
Me in polygamy. No,
dang, Manny.
No, but I took one girl there. Or no. Okay, the first time I went was with my sister because she wanted to like see the sights because she's originally from Michigan, or she's still in Michigan, but she was visiting. So I'm like, hey, there's this thing, it's free. Let's go check it out. So we go check it out, and this homeless dude comes up to me. And he's got a bike, he's got a Bluetooth speaker, and this dude's jacked. Like, he's actually, like, yoked. I'm like, okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like, not in an intimidating way, more just like, oh, that guy's really, like, athletic. So he walks up to me, he's got, like, a hospital band on, he makes sure that I seize it, and he goes through this long speech, pretty much to cover all of his bases. That's how you know a homeless person's trying to hustle you, is when they have a speech, like, laid out for you. Like, they walk up to you and they give you, like, their life story. So I know that this guy had a wife that lived in Oklahoma. He was there, but someone stole his car. He got a bike, but... Something to that effect. He needed some money for bus fare. He needed this much. His wife was white. This was a black dude, by the way. He's like, his wife was white, and so people are racist all the time. Can you still believe that? Oh my gosh. By the way, I work out. Touch my muscles. No, touch them. Like, it was weird. He made sure that I, like... poked his bicep as he flexed, and I was like, okay, yeah, dude, you're strong. I can see that. He wasn't, like, threatening or anything. I wasn't really concerned, but he was talking about this. He said he had a hospital band. A bunch of people were really judgmental. People are still racist. Can you believe people are still racist? Like, he went on that for, like, five times, and I'm like, yep, it's still a thing. I don't like it, but it's still a thing. Blah, 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 blah. And he pretty much says, like, hey, can I have some cash to get a bus to go home to see my wife? And, you know, the, kind of a generic story. So the first time, my rule is that I always give homeless people what I have the first time because I give them the benefit of the doubt. So I gave him, like, I think 10 bucks, and I walked away from him. And I don't know why, but I had the feeling I turned to my sister as we're walking to my car, and I'm just like, there's no way that guy's homeless. Like, that guy's got a Bluetooth speaker, this, with that, and the other thing. Whatever. Mm-hmm. So I forget about it. And I come back months, almost a year later, with a girl, with just to show her the things, because she was new to Texas as well. And mm-hmm. I show her around, and I kid you not, same homeless dude, same getup, same everything, same story, comes up to me, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- people are still racist. Can you believe people are still racist? I say that specifically because he kept saying it over and over. It stuck out to me. So, like, he was trying to, like, guilt me on it, I think, because I'm white. And so he, like, went on his whole thing, and I just stopped. When he was done, I was like, hey, man, I understand. You've done this to me before, like, a year ago. He's like, what? No. No, I haven't. And I'm like, dude, I remember this. Like, I was there. He started showing me his hospital band, trying to show that it was recent, which isn't anything. You can go to, like, a library and print out stuff for, like, 10 cents and then, like, put tape on it. So I didn't buy it. He's like, no, I just got this. And I'm like, I'm sure you do, dude. It's just like, you know, I don't want any trouble. Just, you know, go have a good day. And he's like, I'm really sorry, man. And he walked off. And then I came back a while later, like a couple months later, a different girl, different date. Because you might call me a cheapskate, but I never took girls out on a fancy date because I had no money on the first date.
That's fair.
It was always, because the thing is that, like, if it didn't work out, then I didn't spend, you know, like $80 I didn't have on nothing. Mm-hmm. So took another girl. It's same deal. And just needless to say, there are some people hustling people out there. Homeless people. I think he was homeless, but, like, I don't think, like, I think he was hustling people. Like, he'd rather be homeless and just get free money than actually go and work, which sucks.
I have a story that's a good story. I mean, that was a good story. I mean, like, a good person.
I've got, like, a homeless story that's actually interesting, Manny, so I'll mine now.
No, I thought that was really interesting. I meant that, like,
I know.
My story is about a person who is a good person.
I gotcha.
Homeless.
Yeah.
So, me and my mom, and that's all I remember. We could have been there with someone else, but I don't recall. But we were at Taco Bell, and we were eating food, and there was this guy walking around. He had this, like, beanie on and a jacket and, like, a striped shirt underneath it.
You found Waldo, dude!
Yo! And that was loud.
Okay. Yo!
But he went around to every table that had people, and he didn't, like, look at them or anything. He just, like, dropped a pen by not to bother them. He dropped a pen on each of the tables, and there was a little note on, like, in the little, like, clip of it. So I took the note out of the clip, and I opened it, and it was like, hey, I'm giving pens out. If you want to keep this pen, just give me a couple of dollars. I'm deaf, so just, like, tap me on the shoulder and give it to me. But if you don't want it, just leave it there. I'll take it back, and I'll try to give it to somebody else.
Huh.
And I put the dollar in I put, like, 20 in the clip and the note, and I gave it back to him. I was like, I don't need a pen. Just take it.
Right.
I couldn't speak sign language or nothing, so I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Like, on the other side of the note. And he'd like, I'm guessing he did the signs for thank you or
what, I don't was his hand language, to but his mouth, and then, like, kind of came forward, like,
oh yeah,
back facing, yeah, you, like, then that's thank you. Yeah, I do know a bit of ASL, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's thank you.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a sweet little story. I like those.
I hope he's doing okay. I hope that guy's doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Twitter. Can we talk about Twitter?
Elon Musk and Twitter?
Which side are you on? Do you care?
I mean, I think Elon Musk is funny. So I'm like, yeah, heck yeah, man. Also, he's doing stuff that's trying to make stuff
Well, that's, like,
technological, more affordable for other people.
Well, like, I'm just excited because there's a chance that he could buy it and delete it. So I'm excited about that.
No, he said he was going to buy it and fix it.
No, don't fix what's terrible to begin with. No! No, just delete it.
There's, like, a message he tweeted out where it was, like, a screenshot from a news article that was, like, reading quotes from an interview that he was in. And it was like, we're taking steps to elevate the program and, like, all this other... We're going to make it open source so you can see all the analytics and stuff like that.
Oh, that'd be actually kind of interesting.
And,
he buys it and then literally just lists it on GitHub.
Oh my God. And literally, that would be the funniest shit ever.
I would love that. That's better than deleting it, actually, because people can dismantle it from the inside. I love that. Actually, if you make things open source, usually they get, like, way more secure, like, way faster.
Yeah.
That's, like, that's the benefit of open source programs is that everyone's, like, it's assumed that everyone wants the program to work. So when a bug is found, people, like, fix it faster because it's, like, they have a vested interest in it.
Yeah. My thing is, the one thing I hope for is that he takes a bunch of the children's accounts off of Twitter because the, like, age that you can be on Twitter is 13, which I think is way too low. Like, well,
Here's the thing. How do you regulate that then?
Well, it's like, not, like, how much it's not, like...
That's what you're saying. You're like, oh, I don't want children on here, so they have to be older than 13. Well, okay, then how do you regulate?
I know it's hard to regulate. I'm hoping that there's a way that he can figure out how to do that.
He pulls a full Facebook and is like, I want your ID to make a Twitter account.
God, yeah, no. It's just like, I don't think that children, like 13 and like anywhere near that, should be on Twitter. There's a whole bunch of shitty stuff going on. There's stuff they shouldn't be seeing. And I don't want to be the Karen that's like, my child and, like, I can't look at, like, stuff to, you know. I don't want to be that kind of person.
Here's a potential hot take. I don't think anyone should be on the internet until they're at least 16. I don't think it's healthy for development or socializing.
I agree with that.
I saw a kid the other day. No joke. It was one of those tablet kids. You know, the ones that are like...
Yeah.
And like go... like the yeah. Yeah, the headphones in, you know, like that crappy JBL headphone. Yeah. He randomly, unsolicited, no one was saying anything. He gets up and does Roblox dances and Roblox, like, emotes. As if he was a Roblox character. And then when I looked at him, giving him a look of, what in God's name are you doing? He gave me a troll face, like the best a human face can, like, manage.
Oh, God.
And I just looked at him like, no, I'm not going to let my kids on the internet until they're 16. I think for, like, multiple reasons. I think that that's pretty safe. I'll let them use, like, devices that could possibly connect to it, but I wouldn't, like, I don't think it unsupervised.
Yeah.
Or at least unregulated. For my kids. I don't even want to take my kids to public school anymore.
Are you going to homeschool them if you have kids?
Yeah.
My thing is, I agree with you, and I was a kid who grew up on the internet.
Well, so was I. That's what I'm saying, is like, I had a computer, like a desktop computer in my room since I was 11.
And yeah. I had a laptop and a tablet.
Yeah, I wasn't a tablet kid. I was a full-blown computer kid. I was playing, although luckily I escaped a lot of weird stuff. I didn't become a furry, thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah, I didn't become a furry. I just watched Gmod videos and played in Gmod and TF2 and, like, kind of just did that. Like,
I used my tablet to play music most of the time. And my PC is where I, like, watched YouTube, and I found Smosh when I was, like, 10 years old, and I was like, Mom, look at the funny people playing like Mario. And they were like, oh no, they're humping each other. Don't look at that. And I was like, yeah, I don't understand.
You just don't understand art, Mom. You just don't understand it. Ian Hecox and Anthony Padilla humping something, probably. That's pretty cool, Mom. That's epic content. You idiot.
When I got the tablet, I got it from my granddad for my birthday, and it had porn on it.
Oh no!
He had downloaded porn on it. I went through the gallery to find my pictures, and I found naked ladies.
Okay, as someone who's actually had a problem with porn, I do not, for the life of me, understand why anyone would download it.
I don't either.
I'm just saying this now. I've got nothing to hide on that. I used to have a big problem with it, but I don't anymore.
That's good.
Why would you ever download it? That's just keeping that. Why? I just don't get it. It's so readily available. I guess people should download it so that they can keep getting caught with it. I don't know. Because it definitely opens your eyes to what you've been looking at. You're like, oh, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff gets pretty bad.
Ugh. I don't know. I'm gonna be vulnerable. I sometimes bookmark stuff that I want to watch later, but then I delete it.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. I would never bookmark it. I would never leave a trace. I would never leave a trace that I was. And whenever I was caught the couple of times when I was younger, it was the most mortifying thing. And that was without, that was just when I was looking at it. That's the worst kind. That's the worst kind of getting caught.
Yeah, when you're actively looking at it and doing stuff to it. Oh, my God. I've never had that happen to me, thank God. But I could just the secondhand embarrassment of just thinking about it is, making me repulse.
It's unexplainable. Oh, you know what?
What?
I take it back. I did download it sometimes, but that was because I was an idiot boy. I downloaded it.
I keep the boobies forever.
No, I put it on my iPod.
What? The tiniest screen ever?
The tiny one. The one that didn't have, it was the one right before the one that had a camera that was the small one.
Oh, yeah.
And I put it on that.
And, oh God!
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that was. I don't know why I downloaded it. I don't know. I don't know. Dude, porn messes up your brain. It is not good for you.
It also gives you a bad perception of what's to happen when it comes to intimacy.
Yes, that. PSA, kids. Just stop. If you're looking at it now, stop. It's not going to help you. It's a lot easier to stop now than later. Seriously, don't look at it. It's not helpful at all. And also, you don't want to be funding OnlyFans. You don't want to do that. Huh?
Facts.
Oh, I thought you said ducks. I was like, what?
No.
How are ducks involved with this at all? Yeah, that's that. If you ever was wondering what Manny's stance was on porn, it's not good for you.
Also, don't do it. If you're an adult or a teenager or a young adult, because I know teenagers are just going to look at porn anyway because everyone did it. I don't endorse it, but I know it happens. Look at it. Be mindful. What happens in porn doesn't happen IRL. And, if you want to, have a good connection and, have a good time with your partner, do the research. What is good.
Pour over porn. Or, read all of it.
I mean, don't.
50
don't
Shades
look
of
at,
Grey is $15 on Amazon.
You don't have to look at yucky anatomy pictures of the inside of the skin of a vagina. You don't have to do that. But aware of what solicits a reaction. Talk to your partner. Ask them what they would like. It's not harmful to talk about it. I know it's a little awkward, but it implores that you'll have a good time throughout.
I as someone who waited till marriage, I think it was 100% worth it to wait, in my opinion, and it was worth it, kids. It's worth it. It actually is.
I'm I mean, it's not really unfortunate. I wasn't one to wait. But the time I had, it was fine, but like the aftermath of it was not great. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
Let's get off this topic.
Yeah, how I don't want to talk about that on this podcast.
How about, freaking, what else? What else is happening right now? Have you watched Moon Knight yet? Have you watched Moon Knight yet?
No. I don't really.
It's pretty all right. It's not bad.
I don't even know what it is.
It's actually pretty good. Like, it's not bad. It's way better than Hawkeye, I can tell you that. God, Hawkeye sucked. Hated it. All right, you said you were going to ask a question? What?
Well, the more I thought about it, the more it's like, I don't know, this might be too far out of a question.
Is it relating to Kool-Aid and turtles? Oh, Lord. All right. Moving on. Garfield. Am I right? It's Tuesday. We're recording it. Garmfeld.
You know, someone mentioned something to me the other day, and it was that there's almost not a day that goes by that you don't hear or see Garfield at any one time. Like, the word, or the, like, see a picture of Garfield. And I'm
that,
like...
I don't know what apocalyptic hellscape you live in, but that is not the, that's not the, no.
But I started realizing it. It's true.
No, that's just the, no, that's just that thing that happens when you're like, you get a thing and then you're like, oh, that's all I think, all I see is the thing now.
No. Like, I was like, talking on the phone with my granddad and he mentioned Garfield. And I was like, that's, oh, okay.
Yeah, that funny cat.
And then the next day,
saga.
The next day I was like, scrolling through YouTube, just recommended stuff, and I saw Garfield, and I was like, what the fuck? And then, I like, the next day, I had a conversation with my mom, and she started talking about Garfield. I'm like, what the fuck?
I think you've accidentally, like, hit the Garf zone or something like that.
Hit the Garf zone?
Hot right into the Garfield zone. That reminds me of... There was a comic that I liked, that I still like a lot, called Pearls Before Swine. And there's an arc in the comic where, like, the artist, he self-inserts himself into it a lot. Mm-hmm. And he, like, there's a point where he makes a joke about Garfield. And it comes out that, like, Jim Davis, like, wants his head. And he writes Jim Davis as if, like, he's this evil, like, not really evil, but just, like, all-powerful being. And then he was, like, he comes to apologize, and he's just, like, what do you have to offer? He's, like, I can wash your car. He's, like, oh, don't worry about that. I just throw them out when they get dirty. And it's just, like... Dude, Garfield is such a merchandised, like, character.
It is. Garfield telephone. Garfield plushies. Garfield fire hydrants.
Jim Murray or Bill Murray is
Jim
also Garfield.
Jim Murray?
Chris Pratt
it's
is
Bill
also.
It's Bill Murray.
Chris Pratt is also Grimfeld. What else is there? There's also,
I'm
like,
also
what,
Garfield.
There's pencils. Jim Davis owns all orange cats that hate Mondays, like all of them.
I'm Garfield.
We are all Garfield.
No, it's just me.
I can't be part of Garfield?
No, I mean, like, I just am Garfield. It's like, do you want to be part of me?
No.
Then you can't be a part of Garfield.
You're not Garfield.
I am
Garfield.
You are
a false prophet.
I'm Garfield!
Do you hate Mondays?
I hate Mondays.
What are your thoughts on lasagna?
I want to eat one. I know, I want to eat 20 every day.
Hmm. Okay.
Or more.
Here's your final. I'm actually a Garfield. I was a Garfield fan for a long time.
Okay.
What is his bear? What is his little teddy bear's name?
Pookie.
Oh, you're getting. What's his arch rival?
Nermal.
It's Odie.
He hates Nermal too, though.
He does hate Nermal. I hope it's not Nermal.
It's Nermal.
It's Nermal.
Dude, Garfield, you have a visitor. Don't tell me it's normal. It's normal.
I watched a cartoon of Garfield when I was a kid, like an animated cartoon, and I liked it a lot, actually. It was pretty good. But there was an episode where, like, Elvis was the main, like, like Elvis came down from the stars to, like, pick him and John up.
What?
And it was on an island. I feel like this was a fever dream, but it seemed so real. Elvis was there for some reason, and I swear I watched multiple episodes of this. Like, multiple times I watched this cartoon. They were on Hawaii, and for some reason Elvis was there in a car, and he drove down from the sky at the end and picked John and him up, and that was the end of the episode.
Oh.
Hold on, I gotta look this up now. You keep stall them. I gotta make sure this wasn't just my own fever dream.
I remember an episode. It was a Garfield cartoon. I don't remember if it was Garfield and Friends or a different one, but there is this scene from an episode where it's like, it's a meme now where it's like John Arbuckle dancing, and he's schmoovin'. He's absolutely schmoovin'. He is. He's fucking boolin'.
Yes, it was okay. Okay, it was an episode. It was a one-time special called Garfield in Paradise.
Right.
And Garfield, John, and Odie are in Hawaii and must save a native tribe from an erupting volcano with the help of their rented 1957 Chevy. That isn't time for Garfield to have a little love interest. I need to see more images of this. I need to make sure this wasn't just my fever dream. Ah, that's insane photos. Yes! I knew I wasn't crazy! I liked it. It came out in 1986, and it has a 7.2 out of 10 on IMDb.
Huh.
The fact that it's specific a 1957 Chevy. I want to see if I can watch this. I might watch this after we're done recording.
Hold on. I got to send you the picture.
What did you send me? Good God. Oh.
Audio listeners, it's the meme of Garfield, like the ugly Garfield plush on Amazon getting shrunken in like a vacuum packed bag.
How does he look more tired?
He looks high as fuck.
He likes being in there.
He's cozy in there.
He's so compact.
He's like, wow.
Why is he so compact? That's the thumbnail.
You okay? That's the thumbnail.
Oh my gosh. Make that the thumbnail, but just make me dying at it because... Oh my gosh. Why is he so compact?
I don't
There's
know.
There's no air in there. He can't breathe. I am sweating. I am sweating at this image. Oh. Goodness gracious. I think that's a great way to end the episode.
I was originally trying to find a video of John Arbuckle dancing, but, you know, that's just as good. Well,
God, what a terrible fate that has befallen tired, ugly Garfield. Oh, what a terrible, terrible shrunk-wrapped face. Oh, no.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the 20th episode of the Bibble Babble. Thanks for sticking with us for 20 long hours of content.
And remember to put your heads in bags, kids, and suck all the air out.
No, don't say that.
You want to be like Garfield.
You want to be like Garfield? Get in a bag?
That's not suck Garfield. The air that's out. Garf old. Like, why?
That's Garfield. That's Garrett Field.
That's Garrett Field. That's not Garrett Garfield. Field. That's not Garfield. That's Garrett Field.
Anyway, thank you for sticking with us through 20 long hours of content. We'll be sure to bring you many more.
What a poor mistake they've made. We've almost spent an entire day talking.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, on episode 24, people can officially like listen to the podcast for an entire day.
What if on episode 24 we do a 24-hour live stream where we talk the whole time?
No. I don't know. I don't want to do that.
But it sounds like fun.
No, it does not. That sounds exhausting.
And we'll, like at the end it'll be like a sleepy rambling.
It'll just be it'll be me sleeping and you going like, "Why is he dead?
Hello.
Is he dead?
He's sleeping."
He's sleeping so hard he's not even breathing.
Hello?
Goodness gracious.
But anyway.
That image haunts me.
We'll hear you guys in the next podcast episode. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Don't forget to tug at your cuticles. Tug at your cuticles. You know, like, you know how Babybel cheese, like, it's, like, unwrapped? If you peel your cuticle, it'll unwrap you like a Babybel cheese.
No!
Your skin is just a wax wrapping for the meat inside.
Don't say that.
I will!